This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We're joined by the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award winner on the male side for the month of October. It's Johansi Santana from Salem Academy School and Charter School in Salem. And Johansi, congratulations to you on winning this award. It's a great honor. And as a soccer player and a goalkeeper, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about the season if we could for a moment. The season was very successful for the team and for you individually, but tell me about the team's success this year.
It was a lot of fun. We definitely had the best run we've had in our school's history. We got deep into the playoffs, and it was a lot of fun to play with those guys.
Now, you're a senior, I take it, right, Johansi?
Yeah,
okay, so it's on to college next. We'll talk about that in a moment. As far as the soccer is concerned, tell me about how you got started in playing soccer. How many years ago was it, and how did it start?
Yeah, I started my sophomore year. I really hadn't played soccer before that, but I don't know. I was just kind of playing a pickup game with my friends one day in gym class, and the coach just kind of came over, asked me to try out, and I did, and then made the team and became the starting goalie.
Yeah, well, I think that coach knows what he's talking about. In the story in today's edition of the Salem News by Phil Stacey, he writes that you originally were born in the Bronx, but you've been living in Salem since the age of six, so that's quite a while.
Yeah.
As far as the other academics, do you also play? Do you play other sports at the school?
Yeah, I play baseball.
Baseball. So. Tell me about that and your position and how that has gone.
Yeah, so I play shortstop on the baseball team. I'm captain in it as well. And baseball is a lot of fun. Baseball is my kind of true passion. And we're a good team.
Great. Now the Moynihan Award is an academic and a athletic award. So talking a little bit there about the athletics part of it. Tell me now about the athletics, the academic parts, rather, at school. What are some of your favorite subjects at the school?
Definitely my AP psychology class. I'm interested in science in general, but AP psychology is definitely a special class. I spoke with Phil Stacey about being able to run experiments on our teachers, trying to hypnotize them, and really just observing them all the time. It's always a little awkward, but it's different, and it's a lot of fun.
You can get in trouble for that, too, maybe, possibly, right? No?
Probably, yeah, but...
No, so you run some experiments on your... psychological experiments on your teachers, do you?
Yep.
Can you share any of that with us, or not?
At the moment, we're still... on a basic level, we're still trying to... we have this core group of teachers that... really, we're just trying to get them to know each other a little deeper, and then we're just going to really observe how we can manipulate those relationships. So there's still a lot left to discover there.
I like it. Now, another thing that is quite unique, I think, for our listeners is this Quest Bridge scholarship that you've qualified for, which entitles you, an Ivy League education at some point. Tell us about that. How you applied for that? How you found out about that, and how that works? And then we'll talk more about that. The Quest Bridge scholarship.
Yeah. So Quest Bridge is an incredible program. In order to get in, initially you have to be nominated by a teacher or two, and I got that. And way back in January when the application really started, and I think initially it was a little upwards of 20,000 people across the nation, and slowly they've been bringing the numbers back down, so I'm one of, I think, a bunch of us. And it's really amazing that it just takes kids who maybe wouldn't have the opportunity to come to these schools, and they just give us a chance.
And so the way that works is that, tell me what the next step is to that, and how it gets sorted out as to what Ivy League school you might attend.
So they partner up with, I think, roughly 20 schools, and of those 20, you're allowed to rank up to 12. And and you know, you do your research on the school, you rank the schools that, that you would like to go to the most as number one, and then you just go down the list, and then when it comes time to the schools, just kind of check you out, check out your credentials, and then they're actually the ones that choose you, but whatever school picks you, whichever one's highest on your list, that's the one you end up going to.
Gotcha. Well, we're talking with Johansi Santana from the Salem Community Charter School. Actually, do I have that name wrong? Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Salem Academy. Let me get that right. I'm sorry. Salem Academy. And the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete, the male winner for the month of October. Johansi, tell me about, I want to get a couple of names of some people in your lives. First, over at the school, do you have a couple of favorite teachers or influential teachers that, that you've had there that are important to you?
Yeah, definitely Drew Betts. He's our athletic director. He started when I was in sixth grade. Our school goes back to middle school. And yeah, he's just kind of been there for me the entire way through. And it's been a lot of fun to play sports with him and just kind of build that relationship with him. I've had a couple other teachers, a couple other coaches, but yeah, I mean, they're all great people. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for them.
Yeah, and speaking of other people that you wouldn't be here without, tell me about your family, mom and whatever. What's that situation? Tell me about those folks that are supporting you.
Yeah, so my mom's definitely my number one fan. No argument there. And yeah, she's just always taking me to my games. She's always supported me in any way that she can. She's always been a big deal in my life. I also have a younger brother that I've had the privilege of playing a couple seasons with, baseball and soccer. And yeah, it's always fun to play with him and just play alongside him.
Gotcha. Well, again, there was a story today in the Salem News. The other papers will have this story as well in the days ahead, Johansi. But any other thoughts from you on winning the award or on soccer at the school or whatever, and what lies ahead for you?
Oh,
that's everything right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking into mainly medicine, so that's college, and once I get there, it'll be a bit of a grind, but the ultimate goal is to become I'm looking to become an orthopedic surgeon, actually, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, I think you're going to do very well. You sound like you're right on top of things, Johansi, and it's been great meeting you, and congratulations to you again on winning this award, because it's a great award combining athletics and academics, and best of luck the rest of the school year, and have a great baseball season as well this spring.
Thank you.
Okay. Johansi Santana with us here on MSO News Sports from the Salem Academy, and he is the male Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award winner for the month of October. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.